that goes again close to the notion of the antibodies not being the result of the antigen shape and adaptation, but was the proposition which can be checked later on by the immune reaction, but it's not, the logic is not in the antigen, it's in the antibody. So this mentality that the whole system is controlled from within is an internal problem. That, I think, is a change in paradigm. And it's a change in paradigm that still hasn't reached other systems. For example, still we believe that in development that morphogens or hormones are deciding. You have an entity there with certain receptors, and when you get a signal, then the cells change completely their behavior. And this mentality still operates. In development, there has been put too little, in my opinion, too little emphasis to the local aspects, to the properties of the responding cells, the identity of the cells, the sophistication of the inventory of cell reactions that are there, which are really controlled by gene. So I think we are getting more and more to the notion of an internal, not as opposite to global, an internal control. The notion of adaptation, for example, in evolution. It was something that explained everything and didn't explain much. How much do we know about the proposition aspect of the genes? And genes, because interaction, because of the logic of molecular recognition, proposes certain type of reactions. They are taken or abandoned by the external world. But the actual driving is an internal device with tremendous constraints. Not everything can be proposed. We have now very clear specificity because the structure of a gene or the structure of a protein provides shape, and from this shape a recognition, and from of molecules and a specificity. That there are genes there to talk with other genes, which I would say this is the main, or one of the main discoveries of the century, which is the operon